You were arrested on company time in a company truck in June.
Yes, ma'am.
The boss was willing to let some things slide.
Did you have to leave work occasionally early or come in late?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you get fired?
No, ma'am.
Then he got good news and bad news.
So he agreed to give you a raise and then he fired you?
Yes, ma'am. He said, if you come on the premises, I'm going to call the police.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Pierre Rodin is suing his former boss, Chris Steffen, for wrongful termination.
All rise.
Here's case number 199 on the calendar, the matter of Rodin versus Steffen.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Rodin, what kind of work did you do when you worked and the defendant was your supervisor?
I was a warehouse position. I did shipping and receiving.
And what was your position?
I'm the general manager of the company.
How long have you been the GM of the company?
I'm going on about a year now.
And how long were you with the company?
Well, I'd say a little shy, under a year, maybe a year.
So you were both relatively new to the company.
Yes,
how long has the company been in existence?
I'm going on 20 years.
And you're a recent employee.
I've been with the company for 3+ years. I was recently promoted to the general manager position.
Okay, and what did you do prior to being the general manager for the company?
I did customer service and sales.
Did you hire Mr. Rodin?
No, the previous general manager.
And what do they do?
We're a wholesale distribution for animal supplies and grooming supplies.
Do you have hiring and firing responsibility?
I do.
Now, the plaintiff worked there for about as long as you did, according to what he said, in this particular area, in the warehouse area.
Correct.
And he was fired when?
On the 3rd of July.
So you had worked together with him for about 8 months.
Correct.
Prior to that. And your lawsuit is a simple one. Your lawsuit is for money that you say you are owed as a result of a commission for something that you did as sort of a side job
for him. Yes, ma'am.
Not your regular job, because you were paid for your regular job, but for something else. And you're also suing for wrongful termination.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You worked under him for 8 months, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And he gave you an opportunity to do something at a show.
Expo, yes, ma'am. Pet Expo.
At an expo that was outside of your regular work.
Yes, ma'am.
In what month was that?
I want to say maybe February-ish. I'm not sure. I'm not quite. It was a while ago.
Well, this is your case, so you have to know. This is what we're talking about. This is what you're suing him about.
February, I believe. It was a Pet Expo.
And you weren't fired until July.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, it's your claim that in February, you were asked to do another job.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about it.
As a warehouse guy, I loaded the trucks up with...
I know what that you did. You were a warehouse guy.
But what
at the expo? That's the extra money that you say you're
upsell.
Owed.
Upsell. And I upselled at least 4 dryers, maybe more dog dryers.
And I
was promised beforehand that I would receive a commission because I was already upselling dryers within the warehouse. And they told me, they kept telling me...
Just a second. Who told you you would be receiving
Chris.
A commission? Did he tell you how much?
No, ma'am. He didn't tell me how much.
Where did you have that conversation with him?
In the warehouse.
Tell me what he said. Do you want to work this expo? I want to hear the conversation.
Basically, I had sold a...
Not basically.
I had sold an expensive dryer that we carry. And he told me, you know, you're able to do upsell. I'm going to see, because I kept asking about commission. I said, I'm not getting what the sales guys are doing in the front, but I'm able to upsell product back here as well. He said, we're going to get you in the computer. We're going to get you in the system so that we can get you commission for upselling these products. And so I was...
That never happened.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you worked there February, March, April, May, June. You saw that you weren't in the system and weren't getting commissions.
So. I had asked about it. He then said that I was in the system. And then after the expo, I thought I was going to get a commission on my check.
Well, that's February. February, March, April, May, June, and you were fired in July. What happened to the 5 months?
I never got a commission check
right.
for that.
Okay. Now, let's get to the wrongful termination. You were terminated from your job on July 3rd. He's going to tell me why he terminated you. Go.
On July 3rd, I had worked with Mr. Rodin. He had requested with our owner for some time off with a post-it note. Our owner...
With just a second. So we asked your owner.
Correct.
Did you ask the owner for some time off?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we asked the owner for some time off. When was that?
That was on the 3rd of July.
Yes.
Now, the owner is more of a silent owner. She doesn't have direct operations.
Listen to me. You're lucky I'm letting you get away with that little bit of hearsay. He asked the owner for some time off on July 3rd. And
she told him he needed to ask me. So he
is that correct?
No, ma'am. I have proof that she left a message that it was okay for me to take those days
May
off.
May I see it?
It's the first one. He states that he saw.
Okay, so I have a couple of questions for you.
Yes, ma'am.
On what date were you arrested in a company truck?
July. In July.
You mean July of last year? He fired you July 3rd.
No, June. I'm sorry. It was in June. It was for a seatbelt that I had on.
Justin, you were arrested on company time in a company truck in June.
Yes, ma'am.
Did he fire you?
No, ma'am. And I can explain.
I don't want you to explain. He didn't fire you. You had other court stuff that you had to take off at certain periods of time.
Yes, ma'am.
Earlier, before June.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ask him for the time off?
I asked the owner and she agreed. She told me anything pertaining to court, she had no problem with it.
I didn't ask you that.
Okay.
Did you get fired?
No, ma'am.
Did you have things that you had to do with your son?
He had asthma.
Did you have things that you had to do with your son?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have to leave work occasionally early or come in late?
Yes, ma'am.
Between September of 2016 and June of 2017, how many times did you either come in late or leave early because you had to do things with your son? More than five or less than five?
Less than five.
How many times?
Maybe two, three max.
Did you get fired?
No, ma'am.
So when this last time he said, you know, there's only one guy in the warehouse and I'm going to have to hire a part-time guy because you're asking for a lot of days off. What he said in these notes back and forth, in effect, was we can give you two or three days, but I can't have the sales guys coming in back and working the warehouse because now you're the only guy in the warehouse. You ask for several days off to take care of court business, is that right? At one time. You ask the owner for several days off.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you decline that offer to work less days a week because he was going to hire somebody else part-time.
Yes, ma'am. It was only for like an hour or so I was going to come in late that day. It was just an appearance for something that had happened. So it wasn't
the full
day.
He's entitled to run his business, to take care of his business, in my view. As long as he's not discriminating against you.
Yes, ma'am.
Based upon race, ethnicity, age, which clearly he wasn't, because he wasn't firing you. And he had given you a slide many times.
But he did. The reason why he fired me, Your Honor, was I had asked for a raise, $2, and he agreed to it in the warehouse after he told me, why give you a raise when I can pay an older Mexican $10 to do the job with a smile?
Did he agree to give you a raise?
Yes, ma'am.
So he did. On what date did he agree to give you a raise?
That same day.
Which day?
July 3rd.
So he agreed to give you a raise on July 3rd, and then he fired you?
Yes, ma'am. If you look at the text messages after I told him that I was going to come in because we were off for July 4th, I said I was going to come in on July 5th, and I was going to explain to the owner what had happened and what he had said. And then he told me right after I texted him that he said, as of now, you've been terminated. If you come on the premises, I'm going to call the police.
Great. I read all the texts. You have no case against him.
I feel I do, Your Honor.
I don't care what you think. You have no case against him. He didn't fire you based on race, religion, ethnicity, sexual orientation.
But, Your Honor, anything. He did. He told me right after I told him that I was going to tell the owner that he said that he agreed to pay me that. But then he said that he said, why pay me that when he could pay an older Mexican $10 an hour to do the same job with a smile? Then he came back in the warehouse and told me he was going to give me that
money. That's what you say. That's what you say in your text to him. Show me where he says that to you. Yeah. I read all these things.
But he didn't.
I see what you're threatening him with.
He didn't deny it.
Just a second. I see what you're threatening him with, what you told him you were going to go to a lawyer about.
After he said it, Your Honor.
Show me here, circle, where he says it to you, not where you threaten him to see a lawyer. Show me where he says
it. It's not in there because he said it in the warehouse.
It's not in here. You have no case. We're done.
But I do, Your Honor. He also gave like several days off to an employee to go and do his camera photo outside of our work. He's saying business is business, but he's allowing him to take the 1st, the 5th, the 8th, the 9th, and 27th off.
Mr. Roden, we're done. Perfect. Thank you.
All these are excused. You may step out.
I most definitely was. The only reason why he fired me was because I told him I was going to tell the boss what he had said.
Fairly surprised, although we saw tendencies with him at the office that this might be the case. But nonetheless, it was a baseless claim, so it did catch me off guard.
And to cover up what he did, he said he didn't want the police. He was going to call the police, and so I couldn't come to the premises to explain what happened, but...
Absolutely. The reason why he was let go was because of what Judy saw on the text messages, nothing what he was alleging on his allegations.
That's it, man. That's all I really got to say.
Judge Judy is awesome as usual. She knows the law, and I'm very happy.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Boynton versus Gilbo. Step forward.
Brady Boynton is suing former friend Nigel Gilbo for money owed for a travel companion pass and taxes.
Mr. Boynton, how do you know the defendant?
I met the defendant on Craigslist in October of 2015.
How?
He advertised the sale of airline tickets using his American Airlines.
Shh. It's a lie.
Let's listen to me. I don't want to hear you until I look to hear. You met him on Craigslist. He was advertising the sale of his companion airline tickets. Yes.
He's advertising the sale of buddy passes at that time. I bought two tickets from him.
Just a second. You worked for the airlines?
Yes, ma'am.
Doing what?
I was a fleet service agent. Worked on a ramp.
For how long?
3 years. Coming up on 3 years would have been this year.
You were terminated from that job?
Yes, ma'am.
While you had that job, you got a buddy pass.
Yes, ma'am.
Which
16
means
of
that
them.
Which means that you could bring a companion with you at a lower fare.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Was it one pass or was it several different tickets?
They gave me an allotment of 16, so and
per
I was
year.
Able to give them to whoever I wanted.
You got 16 in total?
Yes, ma'am. One way.
One way?
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to listen to my question. Met him on Craigslist. I don't want to get into whether you bought them, sold them, whether you gave them Bitcoin or whatever they call it. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me.
Yes.
How many trips did you use courtesy of the defendant? How many?
Your Honor, I... Five. But
just a second.
Okay.
You used five. You went on five trips. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor. He's not describing it correctly. He sold me a companion pass, so it allowed me to travel as many times as I wanted to, and I only had to pay a small fee.
Just a second.
He's getting it confused.
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
If it's true, what you were doing is he was scamming the airlines because he was selling it to you because he didn't know you from a hole in the wall, and you knew what he was doing and bought this. The problem is, Mr. Boynton, he got fired.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He left you stranded.
Yes, ma'am. He starts heading east towards New Mexico, telling me we're going back to Phoenix. And I don't drive trucks. I don't know my way around.
That's
so
not
in my
true,
head, we're going
would
south.
Do me a favor. Would you put him out, please?
Sure.
Just him.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brady Boynton says former friend Nigel Gilbo owes for a travel companion pass and taxes. Nigel is countersuing, claiming Brady stranded him in Phoenix.
You went on five trips.
He's not describing it correctly. He sold me a companion pass, so it allowed me to travel as many times as I wanted to, and I only had to pay a small fee.
Just a second. Doesn't matter to me. If it's true, what you were doing is he was scamming the airlines, and you knew what he was doing and bought this. The problem is he got fired. You gave him how much money?
I gave him a total of $5,796.
That's a lie.
Show me. Show me a check to him in the amount of $5,000.
I have Western receipts. And I have...
No.
Because how do you know you gave that money to me?
Just a second. Don't...
Speak when you're spoken to,
okay? Yes,
all
sir.
I'm asking you is, how did he pay attention to me?
Yes,
how
ma'am.
Did he pay you for these companion tickets?
Well, it was every flight he took was taxes that the airline would take out of my check. So after they got so big, he would Western Union me money to cover it from coming out of my check,
the
or I'd
taxes.
Be short on bills. Yes, ma'am.
For the taxes?
Yes, ma'am. But he never just sent me...
And you would show him proof of what the taxes were?
He had access to the website. He knew the taxes before I did.
Okay.
Hey, I took this flight to Florida.
Where did he go?
He took a trip to Israel. I flew him to Israel.
Okay.
Flew him to Argentina.
Just a second. He took a trip to Israel.
Round trip.
Round trip to Israel. Where else did he go?
Argentina and back.
Argentina. Round trip?
Round trip. Couple times.
No. How many times did he go to Argentina?
At least two. I flew him there twice. I flew him to Israel once. Round trip all the way.
So is that the five trips that you're talking about?
Yes.
Did he go anywhere else?
I have a list. I have evidence as well.
I'd like to see how many trips
he took. I have a list of
took.
Every time he flew. It's way more than five times. And that tells you the price and everything on here.
Listen to me. I want you to tell me. He went to Israel once.
Right.
He went to Argentina, round trip twice. Correct. Look at your list. Yeah. Where else did he go?
On my list, he's flown Dallas to Phoenix, Phoenix to Dallas, Boise to Phoenix.
Boise. What was in Boise?
Work, sir. Work, Your Honor.
Boise. Boise to where?
Phoenix.
Phoenix. Where else?
I have LAX to Philadelphia.
LAX. What was in LAX?
Work, sir. Your Honor.
To Philadelphia.
Yes,
and was
Your
that
Honor.
A round trip?
It was one way, Your Honor.
That was one way. Where else? Don't speak.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So what you're complaining about, Mr. Boynton, that you gave him over $5,000 and you have no more travel because he's been fired. Is that what your complaint? Look at me.
That is not my only complaint. He agreed to pay me back if he got fired.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brady Boynton says former friend Nigel Gilbo owes for a travel companion pass and taxes. Nigel is countersuing, claiming Brady stranded him in Phoenix.
Look at your list. Yeah. Where else did he go?
On my list, he's flown Dallas to Phoenix, Phoenix to Dallas, Boise to Phoenix.
Boise. What was in Boise?
Work, sir.
Work,
Your Honor.
Boise. And was that a round trip?
It was one way, Your Honor.
That was one way. Where else? Don't speak.
I have Las Vegas to LAX.
Okay.
I have Charlotte to BHM. That's another out-of-the-country city.
Charlotte?
Code. Yeah, Charlotte and BHM. I don't know where that's at, but it's probably out of the country. And that was business class, which means it's an upgrade. He probably got it for $20 more.
It was a free upgrade.
But if you purchase that ticket the airline, it's...
And just a second. And you got fired from your job.
Yes, ma'am.
And is what you're complaining about that you get... Is what you're complaining about, Mr. Boynton, that you gave him over $5,000 and you have no more travel because he's been fired? Is that what your complaint? Look at me.
That is not my only complaint. He agreed to pay me back if he got fired. Your Honor.
Like your case is dismissed. All right, let's move on.
Your Honor, my countersuit.
Just, I'm going to entertain your countersuit in a second.
Okay.
Just a second. And all over the world. For $5,000, you got a big bargain. Now, you want to tell me in 3 seconds or less, you can put your paper down now. Your case is over, Mr. Boynton. He left you stranded because you were driving a truck someplace?
He was upset. I had called Brady. I was a little short on bills. I said, hey, I know you drive trucks, you know, can you help me make some money? Yeah, I'll come pick you up in Phoenix, and then we can go pick up a truck in Page, drop it off in Flagstaff, I'll take you back to Phoenix, I'll pay you $500. Easy money. So we go to Page, we get what he wanted, we go to Flag, we drop off the truck.
That's not true.
And then he starts heading east towards New Mexico, telling me we're going back to Phoenix, and I don't drive trucks, I don't know my way around.
That's
so
not
in my
true,
head, we're going
could you,
south.
Do me a favor, would you put him out, please?
Sure.
Just him.
Yeah.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, now go.
So in my head, we were going back to Phoenix. I'm asking him, hey, where are we going?
Is this before or after you got fired?
This is after. This is just September. This was recent.
What are you still doing with him?
I thought we were friends. I thought, hey, he was like, hey, you know, well, this doesn't have to ruin our relationship. And then he just started getting upset.
Goodbye, Mr. Gilbo. Are you supposed to sell your companion tickets? Does the airline...
No,
listen to me carefully. Does the airline know he gave you money?
They know he gave me money for taxes, which is what he's supposed to
give me
money
for. That's not what I'm talking about. Does the airline know he gave you money? I mean, you met him. You didn't know him before Craigslist, right?
No, I never met him. I met him at the grocery store. I was in my American Airlines uniform. He said, hey, do you get weird benefits? I'm like, yeah, and then we exchanged numbers, and that's how I ended up giving him buddy passes. And then I moved him to the companion.
For no money?
No, he would just pay the taxes on them.
Goodbye.
Please are excused, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It was Jasmine that just straight sucker punched me in my face.
Then, a mother's revenge?
If somebody did that to my daughter, I might be angry enough to take a sledgehammer to their car.
Next Judge Judy.
I was never selling passes. He was paying for his travel, which is completely legal, and the airline is aware of that.
He breached contract. That's against the law. I mean, that's... he breached a written contract that he had with me.
Because he's upset. He's out of $5,000 and I'm out of a job. I should be the one upset. I have a family.
He failed to provide the services that he agreed to. That's a breach of contract.
I got sick and I went to the hospital, and out of the hospital, missing work, got terminated.
He was sick for 2 weeks. He didn't show up to work for 3 months.
Just never do business with people that are gonna backstab you.
He breached contract and he agreed to pay me back.